The blessing and peace of our Lord Jesus be with you, dear family. We are learning so much about ourselves as we welcome new members into the community. Dear ones, we all have the same faults in common, but sometimes it's not until we see them in another person that we can recognize them in ourselves. I'm literally surrounded by souls of a much higher caliber than myself, and yet the Lord has asked me to be a partner with Him in leading them. Rarely do I acknowledge or even see some faults until the Lord unveils them to me. Right now He is teaching us about pride, laziness, and an independent spirit. Getting rid of pride, or maybe I should say being committed to getting rid of pride, is one of our most important works. Without humility, no gift can endure or stand. Without true humility, there can be no holiness. Even if one were to feign humility, situations would come up that eventually would expose the pride lurking beneath. In all faults and shortcomings, we must love one another almost to distraction when they are being refined by the Lord. It's rough. Every soul in this community has a very good heart, and every soul wants to please the Lord. In essence, we are committed to becoming better every day as the Lord teaches us through one another. We all come here with an independent spirit because we're used to living in the world and making our own decisions in order to survive. But when we desire to join a community, we have to revamp our thinking. We try to conform to the community, but unless we are guided by a soul friend who God has appointed to lead, we are still making our own decisions. For Satan, the hardest thing for him to do is to obey. He can feign humility, but tell him to do something, and he will do what he pleases. This is a symptom of deep-rooted pride. We all know that Satan fell from heaven and favor with God because he wanted to be worshipped instead of worshipping God. He wanted his way and refused to follow God. Those of us who rebel at the thought of doing it another's way are reacting out of pride. Basically, I know what's best, I'll do it my way, and that will be better. What is truly beautiful to me is the willingness new souls have to just do it the way they're asked to. This is a great grace for them. The Lord says, "Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes." I cringe when he gives me that reading. I am seeing in myself that I am so very guilty of thinking I know best. For instance, as I was writing this, I got thirsty and went to get something to drink. And as I was going, I heard the Lord say, "Get an aloe drink." When I got to the fridge, I thought maybe juice would be better. Or my vitamin drink, so I picked it up and began to drink. Just then I felt the Holy Spirit nudging me. "Didn't he say the aloe drink?" Wow, he did say that, and I ignored him, reaching for what I thought was best. This is a case of toxic, habitual pride in me. I have seen it at work in my marriage, and I now recognize how little respect I have for the Lord and for my husband, and how easy it is for me to override them with my own thinking. Lord Jesus, looking at this is very disturbing. I can see where I have influenced others around me to be the same way. Dear God, forgive me. Jesus began, "Claire, it has been a way of life for you. In fact, you have no idea how very pervasive it is. Of all the souls in this community, you have it the worst. I am so glad you are seeing this. I cannot do much with this attitude in the community, and it needs to go, beginning with you. Dear one, you have made great strides in yielding to others, and even sometimes to a fault, but it is still a serious problem in your nature. You are more inclined to do what pleases you than you even recognize. This is why you are getting nowhere with music. There is always something else, more important, when it's time for you to sing or work with music. You have not followed my instructions in prioritizing, and this is the root of it. I had to bring this fault up right in front of you in another soul before you could see it clearly in yourself. This is the struggle of your life, and if you don't conquer this, you will not reach your full potential, and some of the gifts I have given you will lie fallow, never bringing forth the fruit they were intended to bear. The situation with another soul is a mirror for you. Replace the soul with yourself. Replace you with me. Then look at those situations. You are still a bit of a wild horse. You are not yet broken and fit to pull the master's carriage. This deep-seated fault in you is what has prevented you from becoming the musician you are called to be. You are your own worst enemy, Claire. I have now brought into your life a support system to free up your time. But your personal fault still remains. It's time to change, beloved. It's time. Please change, Claire. Please change. I love you so very dearly, and it is so painful to see you going in circles. Now I am going to give you help, beloved. I am extending my very being, living and working through you to accomplish our dreams. Your part is to recognize this self-defeating attitude. Break the cycle and come forth in shining obedience. Please. With all my heart, Jesus, I really want to change. Lord, help me. I am in great need of your strength. I get so many interruptions and people visiting, and things come up in my face and I don't know what to do with them. I don't know to set them aside sometimes. I feel like I get thrown off track a lot of the time. How do I handle these? I don't understand how to handle these and still get back to music. Well, I am sending you my support, beloved. And it will take time to get everyone used to the fact that you are not the person they need to go to. But with this support and my help, you can do it. You can do it. It is doable. You just have to learn to delegate more and pay particular attention to the time immediately after you do a message. Because that's when I want you to go into music. This I will do, Lord. With your help, I will do this. Oh, my precious heart dwellers, this crushes my heart, which needs crushing. Here I am trying to deal with another's fault, while I am 10 times worse than they are, and I have more of an effect on the community than they do. How ashamed I am. Like the elder who is called to correct a monk who is sinning. The brothers came to him and requested that he correct someone, so he filled his backpack with sand, made a hole in the bottom, and proceeded to walk with the others to go find the brother in sin. They noticed the sand running out on the ground as he walked, and when questioned, the elder monk said, "I'm going to correct a brother's sin, while my sins are pouring out all over the ground. This is what I must do every time I feel a suggestion of any kind from the Lord. I must put aside my plans immediately and do what I've been told without complaint, questioning, or my own reasoning." This applies especially to prayer as well. When Ezekiel sends out a request for intercession for the nation, no matter what I'm doing, I need to embrace that with all my heart. Immediately stop without delay and pray with a good attitude, I might add. Not resentfulness because I was interrupted. Only the grace of God can accomplish this in me. And that's what happened the other day, guys, when Ezekiel called us to prayer. War with China was what the Lord brought up. Someone just mentioned that there was something brewing with China and America. The president wasn't in the White House, that he was at a secret location. And apparently China's giving instructions for people to prepare for war. Wow. And I think you'll remember some messages back we talked about. Mike from around the world said that he had a vision of 3 missiles hitting the East Coast, I believe, in America. Many missiles were fired, but only 3 hit the coast. And it happened after his friend's mother died. Well, he gave that prophecy 10 years ago, and he got a call recently that his friend's mother had died, and the circumstances of her death were exactly the way that Mike from around the world had told him it would happen. And it was shortly after that event that our nation was hit with 3 missiles. So Ezekiel has been going through very intense suffering. The Lord has called for consolation after consolation. He's very heavy-hearted right now. And when Ezekiel said, we need to pray, I had to put the word out to the community. It doesn't matter what you're doing. We've got to stop and pray. This is serious, really serious. And only just today I found out how real that threat is with China. Jesus continued, now that you see this in yourself, we can work together to help others. My precious heart dwellers, you have no idea the spiritual ground you lose when you choose your own will over the will of another. The hardest habit to break is self-will. But if one wants to climb the ladder of holiness, they must leave their own will at the very bottom. When you cling to what you want, you frustrate my plans to bring you closer into my heart. Yielding to others is one of the ABCs of holiness. 2 dynamics most influence self-will: pride and laziness. Some, when they are asked to do something that will entail more work for them, try to skirt the situation, giving an excuse, evading, complicating the request to dodge the extra work it will entail. They are finding ways to justify what they don't want to do. This is not pleasing to me. It becomes a lifelong habit of laziness and evasion that influences those around them, and things cannot move forward the way I have called them to move forward when you have individuals in an important place sporting that attitude. Soon everyone is taking their cue from them, and it spreads like a virus. The other response is humility and obedience. This may cause them more work, but it's the ladder to virtue and holiness, which cannot be obtained until self-will is left lying in the dust. Those souls who are elevated to sainthood embrace obedience and humility, leaving behind their own, never to take it up again. Some of you have the potential to become great saints, but you will never reach it until you fully understand that you are nothing on your own, merely dried up, brittle clay. It is when you fully embrace the truth about yourself and honor me with all your heart, even in the little things, that you become the wet clay I can form into a vessel unto honor. I am with you in this, dear souls. If you choose this path, I am with you. You have only to ask for my grace, and I will help you. I bless you now with a heart that hungers for humility and obedience and understanding the stakes, understanding what is at risk in your lives to the completion of your mission on this earth.